thanks to the Audubon bird call on my Audubon app on my iPhone. That is a fish crow, or a whole bunch of fish crows. Tell me, I don't know about fish crows.
I don't know much about fish crows either. I was surprised to find out they live up here in the North Country. Not that many of them. But
this call was from Florida, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's what got my attention with it first. We're visiting relatives in Florida, and we're down on the coast among the mangroves there, and suddenly this big flock of crows emerges from the mangroves, and they're making noises just like that. And I thought, gosh, that's funny. And I've been around baby American crows before, what you call maybe regular crows, and they sound like this nasal, whining, begging call. And I thought, man, it's a whole flock of baby crows. But it turns out that they're just a little smaller than American crows. But that's the easiest way to tell them apart is when they make their calls. They sound like juvenile American crows.
So am I likely to have to make this distinction at some point? Are they here?
Yeah.
In the
Northeast? They are around, but because they look so similar to American crows, it's hard even for experts sometimes to tell, you know, how many of them are there, even to know things about their behaviors and things like that too. Like there are certain times a year, like maybe in the winter, let's say, when they're not as vocal, it's maybe hard to tell what mm-hmm. you're looking at.
Well, it's hard to tell crows from ravens sometimes unless they're right next to each other or they're making their call. So here we have a crow that's just a little bit smaller. I want to see one, though. I want to hear that. That's hysterical.
Well, they are around. Their kind of normal core range is anywhere from, let's say, Florida up the coastline. They're usually along the seashore or around the shores of big lakes and rivers. So they do call them fish crows, although they are omnivorous. They eat just about anything like regular crows do. I remember an expert showed me one of them in Maine back in the 1970s in my bird class, and I thought, well, that was hard to tell.
How did he tell?
Yeah, so that's about the northern range. But apparently they're spreading. They're moving northward. They're coming up the Hudson Valley, apparently, in New York State. There's, you could say, an outpost or a colony of them kind of landlocked in Ithaca, New York, central New York.
Huh, wonder how they got there.
Speculation is maybe they're working their way north, and once they hit the shore of, let's say, Lake Ontario, it'll be a great habitat. Maybe a little spread around there too.
And then from Lake Ontario, quick jump down the St. Lawrence River.
Yeah. So they are around in the Adirondacks too. My friend Brian McAllister, who's a great birder, said he saw one in Saranac Lake. And I said, well, how'd you tell? He
yeah.
said, well, you know, they're slightly smaller. They're a little bit glossier. They look maybe a little more sleek. So he can just sort of tell by the vibe. But mm-hmm. he said, well, for you, you can tell by the call.
Right. Just wait till it makes some noise. And so are there differences in behavior? Are these special kind of crows? You say they don't eat just fish, even though they're named fish crow. Are they – what's the big deal?
Well, it's really hard to tell how different they are behaviorally. Like sometimes they do sort of mingle with the regular American crows too, but generally they're around wetland areas and coasts and rivers and lakes. So mm-hmm. there's something about that habitat that they tend to go to. And sometimes when both kinds of crow are in the same area, they use different kinds of tree, let's say, or hang mm-hmm. around in slightly different habitats.
Do they compete or do they cooperate or are they enemies or do they even notice? I mean, they must notice.
They can tell, yeah. But it's sometimes they respond to each other's calls. So let's say if American crows are mobbing a hawk or an owl, let's say some predator, and they're making their gathering calls, let's say, uh-huh. and scolding and things. Sometimes fish crows will join in on that too.
I wonder if the American crows hear the same resemblance to the baby crow call that we hear.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like how do they – how does that work? You know, do they kind of jump up and take notice that, oh, the baby's squalling, you know?
What's that baby doing still around here? It's been weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah. So, I wonder, I suppose baby fish crows sound a little bit more like the adults. So when they're begging for food, it's probably more like the visual things of mm-hmm. gaping and fluttering their wings that really get the parents going to feed them.
Well, I look forward to adding another bird to my bird list, my life list, although I don't know if I have to be around for when they're making that sound and then think about that and then it not being the season when young American crows might be making that. It may be a while before I tag one. Thanks very much, Dr. Kurt Steger at Paul Smith College. I'm Martha Foley at St. Lawrence University.
Natural Selections is produced by North Country Public Radio with natural sounds by Ted Mack. The program is underwritten by the Glenn and Carol Pearsall Adirondack Foundation, dedicated to improving the quality of life for year-round residents of the Adirondack Park. www.pearsallfoundation.org. And Paul Smith's, the College of the Adirondacks, 800-421-2605.